Chapter 2. Physiological Factors Part 1. Action 2.1. Alcohol and drugs absorption and elimination from the body. How alcohol and other drugs enter and leave the body. Alcohol and other drugs are absorbed and eliminated at different rates depending upon their classification. Some of the most common means of alcohol and other drugs to enter the body are drinking, smoking, inhaling, snorting, injecting. Other factors that determine the rate in which alcohol or other drugs are absorbed are the strength, purity, quantity, and duration of use. For example, marijuana. Marijuana contains more than 400 other chemicals. Its effects on the user depends on its strength or potency, which is related to the amount of THC it contains. THC, delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, is the main active chemical in marijuana. Cocaine or crack. Cocaine is a powerfully addictive stimulant that directly affects the brain. Cocaine, also known as crack, is extracted from the leaf of the erythroxylon coca bush. The potency of these drugs depends on its purity. Alcohol. Alcohol proof and percentages. Alcohol is measured in proof or alcohol percentage. The proof of an alcoholic beverage is double the alcohol percentage, so 40% alcohol percentage is 80 proof. Even though you have one drink, the alcohol proof determines how strong the drink is and how much alcohol your body will absorb. The higher the alcohol percentage, or proof, the more alcohol your body will absorb. What happens when you drink? When a person drinks an alcoholic beverage, about 20% of the alcohol is absorbed in the stomach and about 80% is absorbed in the small intestine. How fast the alcohol is absorbed depends upon several factors: the concentration of alcohol in the beverage. The greater the concentration, the more the absorption. The type of drink, carbonated beverages tend to speed up the absorption of alcohol. Whether the stomach is empty or full, food slows down alcohol absorption. The path of alcohol in the body. 1. Mouth. Alcohol enters the body. 2. Stomach. Some alcohol gets into the bloodstream in the stomach, but most goes on to the small intestine. 3. Small intestine. Alcohol enters the bloodstream through the walls of the small intestine. 4. Heart. Pumps alcohol throughout the body. 5. Brain. Alcohol reaches the brain. 6. Liver. Alcohol is oxidized by the liver at a rate of about 0.5 ounce per hour. Alcohol is converted into water, carbon dioxide, and energy. After absorption, the alcohol enters the bloodstream and dissolves in the water of the blood. The blood carries the alcohol throughout the body. The alcohol from the blood then enters and dissolves in the water inside each tissue of the body except fat tissue, since alcohol cannot dissolve in fat. Once inside the tissues, alcohol exerts its effects on the body. The observed effects depend directly on the blood alcohol concentration BAC, which is related to the amount of alcohol consumed. The BAC can rise significantly within 20 minutes after having a drink. Before you can even feel the effect of the alcohol on your system, it's already in the bloodstream. You do not know when you have had too much to drink until it's too late. This is similar to sunburn. By the time you feel it, it is already too late. Alcohol is not actually digested, it's processed. It's absorbed directly through the lining of the stomach into the bloodstream. It does not have to go to the colon to be digested, which is why the body feels the effect so quickly. After the alcohol circulates through the brain, a small percentage is removed in urine, perspiration, and by breathing, while the rest is carried to the liver to be broken down into carbon dioxide and water. The liver can only process 1/2 ounce of alcohol per hour. You cannot speed this process up. Only time, not black coffee or a cold shower, will sober up a person who is impaired. Alcohol depletes the body of water. That's why the morning after, you have a headache, upset stomach and may be dehydrated. Clearly, alcohol, even after just a few drinks, is stressful on the body. Once alcohol gets into your bloodstream, you cannot kick it out. Alcohol, because it is a poison, has to pass through your liver and your kidneys. It has to be cleaned, oxidized, and passed out through urine. Once absorbed by the bloodstream, the alcohol leaves the body in three ways. The kidney eliminates 5% of alcohol in the urine. The lungs exhale 5% of alcohol, which can be detected by breathalyzer devices. The liver chemically breaks down the remaining alcohol into acetic acid. Alcohol is carried through the bloodstream and comes into contact with virtually all your organs. When someone drinks on an empty stomach, the blood absorbs the alcohol rapidly. The body also absorbs higher concentrations of alcohol, such as mixed drinks or shots, very quickly. Alcohol is one of the fastest substances absorbed by the body. That process takes approximately 1 hour per drink, under ideal circumstances. Most people do not understand that alcohol is a drug equivalency of drinks. What is one drink? All foods have a defined serving size. That's right, you guessed it, alcohol is also a food, it is a carbohydrate, and there is a way to define what is one drink. 1.5 ounces of 80-proof distilled spirits. A 5-ounce glass of wine. A 12-ounce beer. Remember, not all distilled spirits are the same. The proof, or alcohol percentage, is a factor and must be taken into consideration when drinking. Mixers can affect how quickly the drink will be assimilated into the bloodstream. Any carbonation will speed up the process, making you impaired faster. A 4 to 5 ounce glass of wine contains 10 to 12% alcohol. This does not include champagne, which will get into the bloodstream faster because it's carbonated. The carbonation changes the speed that the body processes the alcohol. 12 ounces of beer is also one drink, but again, not all beers fall into the same category. Malt liquors, imports and ice-brewed beers have a higher percentage of alcohol than domestic beer. Do not get behind the wheel of any vehicle if you have anything in your system that could affect the way you drive. Myths about alcohol. Alcohol gives you energy. Nope. It's a depressant. It slows down your ability to think, speak, move and all that other silly stuff you like to do. Switching between beer, wine and liquor will make you more impaired than sticking to one type of alcohol. You'll get impaired a lot quicker with hard liquor than with a beer or wine cooler. Whatever. Your blood alcohol content, BAC, is what determines how impaired you are. Not the flavors you selected. Alcohol is alcohol. Did we mention that alcohol is alcohol? Everybody reacts the same to alcohol. Hardly. There are dozens of factors that affect reactions to alcohol: body weight, time of day, how you feel mentally, body chemistry, your expectations, and the list goes on and on. A cold shower or a cup of coffee will sober someone up. Not on your life. Nothing sobers you up but time. With coffee, you're simply a wide awake, but you're still impaired. It's just beer. It could permanently damage you. Large amounts of alcohol can do major damage to your digestive system. You can hurt your heart, liver, stomach, and several other critical organs, as well as losing years from your life. It's none of my business if a friend is drinking too much. If you are a real friend, it is your business. You can't make someone change, but you can be honest. Maybe they'll listen. You might even talk them into getting help. The worst thing that can happen is a raging hangover. Sorry. If you drink enough alcohol, fast enough, you can get an amount in your body that can kill you in only a few hours. Drugs are a bigger problem than alcohol. Alcohol and tobacco kill more than 50 times the number of people killed by cocaine, heroin, and every other illegal drugs combined. 10 million Americans are addicted to alcohol. It is a drug. Alcohol makes you sexier. The more you drink, the less you think. Alcohol may loosen you up and make someone more interested in sex, but it interferes with the body's ability to perform. And then there's pregnancy, AIDS, sexual assault, car collisions, and worse, to worry about. Not sexy at all. People who drink too much only hurt themselves. Every person who drinks has a mother, grandfather, sister, aunt, best friend, boyfriend or girlfriend who worries about him or her. Each of the 12 million problem drinkers in this country affects four other people. People believe that water will speed up the elimination of alcohol. This is not true. Alcohol is a diuretic, so you will feel refreshed when you drink water to rehydrate the body, but the alcohol is still in the bloodstream. Water goes to the kidneys, not the liver, and it takes time for the liver to function. If you are sick or have had a liver ailment, this will cause the liver to work less efficiently, thereby taking longer for the filtering to occur. Time is the only thing that can eliminate alcohol from the human body.